1 over, and a continuation of the visit with Wade, with Debbie and Faye Burke this Sunday, the 16th of June, day before. Channel 1 over, continuation of the visit with Wade this Sunday, with Faye Burke and Debbie this Sunday, the 16th of June, 74. Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with Wade, with Faye Burke and Debbie this Sunday, the 16th of June, 74. Channel 1 over, and continuation of the visit with Wade, with Faye Burke and Debbie this Sunday, the 16th of
worst, it makes me cross and angry. And at best, it makes me glad to be back and anxious to sit down and relax.
You fill out that card. She wanted some dresses, I didn't have them. And I thought, well, I'm going to have to run over there and get them myself. Well, you know, they're all helpful. They're all good.
The fish camp's nice, but it's hot work picking up as well.
Our bicycle ran big to him.
It's like fun in the snow, so I've been taking it in here. And they want air conditioning because they're afraid people will come here and sit all day instead of fishing.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's nice people there. Usually, it depends on how long I've been cooking.
I don't
need nice hair, don't they?
Thank you.
And I also was checking with him. He told me, you know, I told him a little about what I was thinking about doing with you here, and I told him I'd be real proud to have him as a advisor, so that he could be teaching me some things about maintaining the equipment and how to use it properly. And he helped me a little bit last year when I was the acre by myself, since that was my first experience. And he said he'd be glad to come down and help me. It's depending on what need be. I wasn't sure what kind of time you would have or what position you were in like that. So I thought it would be good to enlist some experience help.
Another
I was pretty sure you had made that clear to me when we talked before. So
but anything I do would be wrong. I don't plant for the seasons. I just plant for by the hunt.
Well,
if I got a little time, I go out and plant.
It was a moon right
about. Well, I won't say they frown on that kind of practice, but they scratch the back of their heads. Farmers do when they see you doing that.
That's right.
and wonder how long you're going to make it out there. At least they did me last year when I was sort of the same way. It didn't take very much time to find out whether the moon was coming on or going away or whether I was ahead or late. I actually am curious. I'd be really curious to keep some sort of record on that and experiment a little bit to see just how much it does affect it. It intrigues me a little with the farmers in general that I've talked to. seem to think it's awfully important.
Some things you can go by other people's experience. You don't have to do it yourself.
Right.
You've got a number of them to sue that and give you the
information. All right. Well, I got a firm commitment out of Hoover and one other friend to give me all the guidance I could use. He said okra and squash could still be planted, and soybeans too.
Peanuts.
And peanuts.
You can plant peanuts anytime.
I suppose you probably can. And I was curious to know, like, how the market worked. Because it would seem that it's going to fluctuate depending on when most people are planting them. And of course, it's supply and demand is going to set the price, figure out whether or not, you know, how much to plant. If you're interested in planting a few acres, so you don't spend more than you're going to bring.
Well, you know, that 5-acre field up there that's kind of cultivated. One row across that thing will grow a lot of crops.
5 acres is a big field.
Now, you put in one whole acre there, and it'll produce a whole lot of stuff. So, I remember when I came down here, I was up in Alaska, and the one thing I had been buying was, and they were so costly. At that time, you get a little sack, number 10 sack, whatever you call it, and it costs a dollar. Well, it must cost $2 or $3 now. Sunflower seeds are costly. Largely because nobody much raised sunflower seeds. Well, they either raised benefits like corn. that's what I did. I planted a few of the sunflower seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't have to worry about overproduction or anything. The thing that caught me was they grew up, got so high I could hardly reach them, put out those heads that kept growing, and it looked like I was going to have sunflower seeds out of to supply South Florida. And then the thing happened that it just caught me. None of the sunflower seed filled out. They were just whole. And what happened was, I didn't know it. And I wasn't living amongst people who would caution me about that thing. I was living with crackers.
They were pretty fields full of them. Huh? How many did you plant?
Well, that
must have
been a
whole
acre.
Yeah, it is.
I also planted them close together. I wouldn't plant okra because it's hard to handle. It's you got to wear gloves to pick it and all like that. And it's also hard on the ground. It takes everything out. But there's still some. You still have a lot of choice. You can plant okra if you want to with the present.
We found out. Did you have any experience with that?
Yeah, I brought up grits with potatoes. That'd be my choice with potatoes. Because it'll keep through the winter. And you don't even have to.
You just lay them in the ground and then sometimes. Didn't they used to do that before you lay them in the ground and then dig them up and then eat them?
And I don't think they left them in the ground. I think they dug them and then.
Covered them with it?
And put them in a dry place with a top coat.
Three sweet potatoes, 75
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know you'd go wrong.
25
Mmm. Yeah, I think this is the right time of year to be planting them.
I think what you do, this is not a good time right now to plant. You could plant big potatoes. But these, like you say, I think you'd wait for the fall crop.
Mm-hmm.
Now just when you put that in, I don't know, but you would just watch your neighbors.
Yeah.
That was another reason, I suppose, that after talking to him, that I thought of the nature of trying to work out something with you in exchange for staying there and helping just cut the grass or painting, fixing up, whatever you wanted done. Since it wasn't, it might not be the exact time to start planting them here. What's your experience with hay baling the fields that you have? Is it marketable hay, or the hay?
I never marketed it. I just did a little bit on my own now.
Right.
So. I have Angola hay. I mean, I have Bahia hay, and most people through here would rather have Angola. Well, I never put in Angola because I didn't want to get into the hay business, and this was good enough for me. So, I really, and the equipment I have. It just sort of equipment. I paid $500 for the baler several years ago, and it was 20 years old then. But you see, it's just what I wanted. At that time, you could get a reasonably good baler, new one, for around $2,500. But what I
yeah, if you're not going to market, hey, there's no point in having.
You don't have to have it just fun for your own horses and calves, you know. But he made good hay. Real good hay. And he paid it himself.
Well, Hoover seemed to think that there's no reason why it wouldn't sell. And that this is the time of year where it's ideal to be cutting it.
You got to cut one day and take it up the next, and then when you're taking it up the next day, that means you've got to have sunshine that cures it. Then you've got to have somebody raking, and you are baling at the same time.
Strong shoulders on this girl right here. He said that.
Unless you got a pretty good. You see, there's bad little work to it. You just need several hands for a short time at one time. Now, if you've got some friends,
you have to have them at the time that the weather's right.
Right.
Yes.
And
they have to come to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's cured,
yeah.
Right ready.
And you don't know when it's going to cure. You've got to watch it. You see, out in the field, say you go out there, you think, well, you can start it at 10 o'clock in the morning. Well, 10 o'clock in the morning, not cured. But if you wait till the middle of the afternoon, it may be overcured. Now, I'm not talking about Angola. I mean, I'm talking about the hay. Hay is lighter hay. So you got to just watch it. You got to kind of live around it. Now, that's my experience. What you want to do is get it where it's prime and smell it good. When you put it in the shed, you know you got hay there.
Well, this rainy season is going to last forever.
I know what you said is true, isn't it? That the hay balers are out now and they're having the same problem. I had a friend last year who worked with him, and he would just be on call all the time. They would come by and pick him up sometime at 10 o'clock. Sometimes they wouldn't come till 12. He just had to be ready to go. Because they have to operate around the weather.
Neighbors are doing, the ones who old hands at it, and kind of go along with what they do. to tell you, I think you're right about the trading. We can trade off the equipment over there against just some work upkeep. That would be all right by itself if you wanted to do that. The farming or gardening, I have just about enough equipment. I don't have a rototiller. I think that's one of the nicest things. If you had the use of one. I know a fellow that has one, but I don't know him quite. He's not obligated to use that. So I can't know a farm. What's they call it? Does he have a fellow?
Well, I'm sure there's a wide variance in different size and powerful brands, but I think you can get them for as little as 175. And I know occasionally there is a market for used ones. Mike can make a wise buy there. But I
might be a good investment.
Yeah, this particular time of year might not be such a bad time for finding one either, since most people have probably done most of the spring garden. It might be that one could be found. We rented one a lot and handled the 1 acre garden fine. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's plenty adequate enough to keep cultivating.
It depends on what sort of tools you put on it. You know what you do. We sit here and talk about all the possibilities, but what you do, pretty soon you just find out kind of what you want to do, and you do it time or two, and you get the equipment there, and it gets to be sort of when you get ready to use the stuff, it's that way for you, and you don't have to.
Right. Well, this is where I thought that my friend Hoover would come in handy. He said, you know, he'd be glad to come down and teach me how to use it.
I
think
that
a good place up on top of the hill called Little Sweet Baby.
Yes, right.
That would be much better than that.
Yeah.
They do so well.
You know, you could put in a dozen rows of peanuts and take a rows of corn and stagger it, sweet corn, and what else was I thinking of? The sweet potatoes, and that's, you can keep that going yourself. I mean, you see, you got to keep the grass out of it, or the coffee weeds, the grass.
Probably pretty close, so.
It's
been pretty wet. Mm.
It rained all the, what is it today? Wednesday? Monday. All day Monday, and then Monday night. Monday.
All day Tuesday.
Listen
to all that, huh?
on this trailer, and I think this trailer would suit me, but you have to clean it. I think any trailer you go into, you'd have to fumigate it and then wash it down with Clorox. Even if you bought a new one, I think you still have to do the same thing. I don't mean a brand new one, but I mean,
at one time,
people, and they said that's all that we would have to do is just, you know, to see what he said. Yeah, I noticed there were several piles of trash over there, too. I have a pickup truck that you can use to haul away.
Now, nobody's ever lived in that. They've just spent the night in it or had picnics over there. There's no septic tank. We have to dig a hole out there somewhere within a few time. That's no great trouble. And if that doesn't pan out too well, you see, we've got a trailer place right down here. We can just pick out I'm not talking about one where you set up housekeeping and invite your friends in. I'm just talking about something to keep you out of rain. You can get a good trailer for $500. You know that?
I don't know too much about it.
You can get a good 30-foot trailer with the utilities in it. So you got all the but now this would suit me fine. This is an old model and it's dark inside. Well, you can take the curtains down and see that'll get a little light.
I've been over and looked at it a time and peered in from the back.
About you?
No.
Are you going to stay here or are you going to go?
Are you going to go?
I'll let you all go.
Okay, I'll just stay with you then.
Are you going to
A road trailer, talking about one that you push. It's like it has a gasoline motor on it. Yeah. And it pulls itself and you hang on to it.
Yeah.
But
you know somebody
there?
Yeah, I can get one.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right in your family.
That's good.
Yeah.
That'd be fine. But you put in those stuff.
Yeah. How's the line? Better know somebody with a rotary saw.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, then business.
Mm-hmm.